is how we roll. We hanging.
Hi, this is Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago, and excited to have on the line with us the man helping to shape and share so much of the action at the iconic Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He is calling us from the capital, the racing capital of the world. That is the president himself, Jay Douglas Bowles. Doug, welcome back to WGN.
Well, thanks for having me on. I always love an opportunity to talk to our neighbors up north.
or the common collective group of racing fans, and of course people who appreciate what it is that you guys are doing. And again, you got something to share with us. You know, we always love, you know, the world loves obviously the Indianapolis 500, and the speedway is so identified as it should be with that, but also too in the effort to make it more things to more people, we've got the Big Machine Vodka 400 powered by Florida Georgia Line coming up just around the corner. And again, it is more than just the race, more than just NASCAR, and we'll talk about the added significance. You've got so much going on.
You know, it's true, and you were pretty good at getting all those names in there. It's a lot of names around a pretty fun weekend for us. So yeah, we're within 50 days of our NASCAR weekend here at the Speedway. And you're right, everybody knows us for the Indy 500, but it's hard to believe this will be the 26th running of our NASCAR race at the Speedway. And this year, like last, although last year we had a little bit of a rain issue, we've got 5 great days of racing activity and the second year of actually using the dirt track we built inside Turn 3 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then rolling right into Xfinity and Cup practice and racing for the weekend. And then that Big Machine Vodka 400 will be a lot of fun, and it's powered by Florida Georgia Line because a Big Machine has a relationship with them, and Florida Georgia Line is going to do a concert on Saturday night here, and we can't wait. But we're trying to create all kinds of content, so it makes sense for people outside of the Indianapolis market to make a commitment and come spend a few days in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much to do there. And we love, you know, we're huge supporters of Indianapolis in general on the road trip, on the family road trip side. There's a lot to see and do, even when there isn't racing going on. And you always build in the cool concert side of it. You know, I remember when you were talking, you had the Rolling Stones there, and there's so many opportunities to build in reasons for people to go and enjoy the Speedway. For the drivers, it's always, you know, it's an iconic location. People love to be there, not only on the fan side, but the driver's side, and regardless of when that race weekend is, it's big and it's important for the racing community. But this year, again, it's the last race of the regular season, so this added significance, added pressure. They get to get themselves those last few teams into the playoffs for the Monster Energy Cup.
Yeah, so last year, you know, it was the first time we had the race as the regular season finale, and it turned out for both the Xfinity and the Cup race to be really exciting races. And I think we'll have the same thing again this year, and we look forward to, you know, crowning that regular season champion. And when folks leave the Speedway in September, on September 8th, they're going to know the 16 drivers that are in the playoffs that have a chance of winning the 2019 Monster Energy Cup Championship. So that'll be a big deal. It does make the race have a little bit more importance than maybe it had when it was sort of a standalone in the middle of July. Not that it wasn't important and winning helped you get into the playoffs, but having to be the last one means for those folks that aren't in or on the bubble, it's a really, really important race. So there's a lot of storylines around the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, it's important no matter what. You know, when you've got something, when the race, whoever wins that race, it is automatically built into their resume, right? You know, because some of these drivers, they win a lot of races. If they win something at the Brickyard, you know they're going to add it to it. And you guys, again, making it more things to more people, just excited. And I know we talked about it last year as you guys built in the USAC series and the dirt track. And for the listeners, if you have not been there, not only is it a big event and obviously big just in the world of sports, but it's a big facility, you know, and there is a huge amount of space in the inside part of a golf course, a lot of space in there. And so talk a little bit about the dirt track that you built there. Not only you built it, it's sort of like Field of Dreams, right? If you build it, they'll come. It became one of the most anticipated, sought after, and successful USAC events ever, right? With the most amount of entries and prize money. It was huge.
Yeah, it turned out to be a really great event. And I'm a big short track fan. I really believe that, you know, short track is the heart and soul of motorsport in our country. And the folks that go to Saturday night racing in their local community and find that superstar that they follow all the way to NASCAR or IndyCar or whatever type of racing that they follow is important. And we really felt like it was a great way for us to connect to that grassroots fan and give them an opportunity to come here, and it's hard to get to the level where you can compete at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So having that dirt track gave last year over 110 entries came and got to compete at the Speedway. And you had people like, you know, NASCAR drivers like Ricky Stenhouse, who was competing in the race as well. So that was kind of cool for folks. Connor Daly, IndyCar driver in it, made it a lot of fun. And it just, for us, is just a great way to kick things off. And your point about how big the facility is, it's 275 acres. That's the racetrack, inside the racetrack, and the four holes of golf. And we have a ton of room in turn three, and we decided just to build a quarter mile dirt track right there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. 13,000 people showed up for that. And for the listeners that may not know the connections, because there is a little bit of, I think, disconnect sometimes from the fan side of things. You can be a fan of racing, if you're a fan of NASCAR, maybe open wheel is a different thing to you, but dirt track, USAC, it is one of the things that kind of brings those people together. And you've got lots of Indy drivers that have been fans and of course got their start through that. And lots of those NASCAR drivers, you mentioned a couple of them, but you know, Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards, Casey Kane, Kyle Larson, Ryan Newman, and you mentioned some of them. That's just the tip of the iceberg, and some of them even participate in it. And so it's a great touchstone, and they love it too. So it's really great to have not only that history, those different series there, but really be able to showcase that connection between the series.
It really is, and you're right. I mean, Tony Stewart's retired from NASCAR, but he's still running short track because he loves it so much. You know, Kyle Larson, who's a current NASCAR driver, when he gets an opportunity or a night off, he's off at some short track somewhere in the country running because they're so passionate about that. And as you said, you know, Jeff Gordon got getting his start there, maybe the most iconic NASCAR driver in the last 25 years that people know so well, started in short track. So to be able to have that race here as part of NASCAR weekend really fit well for us. And we're just really excited about it. And I'm excited to have the second year and get it going, and ticket sales are going well for that event. That's the one event that I encourage people, if you think you're coming to that event on that Wednesday or Thursday night, get those tickets early, because it is in the infield. There's about 6,000 seats, and so over the course of the two nights, you end up selling those 13,000 tickets. So it's important to get those ahead of time.
Yeah, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that, as well as the Driven to Save Lives BC39, powered by NOS Energy Drinks. And I think it's important to say that there's kind of a higher purpose built into all of that action history and all of that fun too, related to Brian Clausen. So talk a little bit about him, his connection, not only as a USAC champion, but also to Indianapolis itself.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing that's really neat about the racing community in general, whether it's NHRA, NASCAR, IndyCar, short track. The community really rallies to give back. And Brian Clausen was a race car driver, professional race car driver, who was killed in a midget accident, but had run the Indy 500, had run in NASCAR, was maybe the most popular short tracker in the country at the time. And while devastating news when he gets killed on the racetrack, his family is in the hospital and realizes that he had made the decision to be a donor. They had no idea. And through that, they have helped connect with Driven to Save Lives and have encouraged many, many people to become organ donors. And Brian saved five people by being an organ donor. In fact, last year for the dirt track race here, the guy that has his heart and a guy that has his lungs were our grand marshal. So there's a lot to be said for what you can do even when you're not able to be here. And so we really do talk about that. NOS Energy as well is really committed to short track racing. It's a sister company to Monster, and they do a great job of helping tell that story. That's really helped the donor network really focus on educating people and encouraging people to make that commitment through their BMV and getting their license to become organ donors.
Wow. I mean, talking about paying it forward, I don't think it gets any more real than that, right? To have literally living, breathing examples of what you can do and how you can support things and kind of that change that is amazing. Again, we'll have links up to that as well. And the last thing, we definitely want to talk a little bit about the entertainment side of it, because you've built in, you know, more than just the racing that happens on the track. You've got the Hauler Parade, and on the music side, we mentioned Florida Georgia Line. They have a huge fan base, but also just on, like, I think the variety of music that you've got Grammy Award winner Nelly, you've got other artists. Talk a little bit about some of the other things people are going to be excited to enjoy during the week.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's been neat about our Big Machine Vodka relationship is Big Machine Label Group, who is the label group for Florida Georgia Line, is really committed to helping create more activities and excitement around around that weekend. So I have a Florida Georgia line as well as Nelly and Dan and Shay and the other folks that will be playing on Saturday night. You know, that gives folks another reason to just come into Indianapolis and spend a weekend here, not just watching racing. Friday night, the little town we are in, Speedway, Indiana, which is right in the middle of Indianapolis, our main street, right out the front door, basically, of Indianapolis. We host the annual Hauler Parade, where all the haulers for the Monster Energy Cup come in. They park. Some of the drivers participate. All the hauler drivers have their hero cards, and fans get an opportunity to get up close and personal with the trucks and talk to the drivers and that are there. It's a fun way to really just engage the community and get them excited. And also, we use it as an opportunity to remind families. You know, they've got that family event in the Hauler Parade, but if your kids are 15 and under, they're free to come to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, even on race day. So buy your ticket and bring as many 15 and under as you can for free. So we're trying to do everything we can to make it a family weekend as well.
Oh, get out there and adopt some kids, too, and bring them in. Kind of great. Let's build the racing fan tent as well. So the Speedway's been there 100-plus years, and so much of that stuff on the track is historic and iconic. It has happened. But building in so much of the additional great reasons for families and fans to get out there, you know, Doug, that's part of the thing that you're doing and helping with your great team to build in. And so it's exciting stuff. We can't wait to have a lot of listeners head down and enjoy that weekend, that entire week with you down at Indy.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. Love it when you get down here always. And I know you're also taking care of you've met my nephew who's out at Chicagoland Speedway. So the fun thing about how this, you know, all the racetracks
is really awesome
throughout the country, but certainly in the Midwest, we all want each other to do well. And it's, you know, you guys have a great racetrack in your backyard up there. And it's been fun to see Ben up there doing some work as well with Scott Paddock and the crew.
Yeah. Oh, we're not only talking to a few people, maybe 38 states worth of people, but Ben is highly regarded. He'll be a hot desired commodity on the racing support side for the staff. He is really doing a great job, and so thank you from a family perspective for sharing him with us up here. He's much appreciated in Chicagoland, and thanks, Doug. So just before we let you go, give the website out for people to get tickets, more information on all the events happening for the Brickyard.
Yeah, pretty simple. So IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com or IMS.com will get you right there. All of our scheduling, all the activities going on at the track, the way to pick up tickets, and even if you decide last minute, hey, we want to load up the car and bring our 15 and unders down and get them in for free, just you can show up here on race day and we can get everybody taken care of as well.
The best in the business, and one of the greatest places in the world to see and experience racing, Indianapolis. And Doug Bowles, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.